Welcome to the Automated Daily, Top News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 23, 2024, and we have a lineup of significant updates from around the globe. Starting with health news, Africa is witnessing a significant development in the fight against malaria with the introduction of two new vaccines. The first, RTS,S, has been in the works since 2019. And is now being deployed in Cameroon, marking the start of the world's first routine malaria vaccination program. This vaccine has shown a 30% effectiveness in preventing severe cases in young children. Meanwhile, the R21 Matrix-M vaccine, developed by Oxford University, boasts a 75% efficacy rate and is more cost-effective. It's a big year for malaria prevention, with these vaccines expected to play a crucial role alongside traditional methods like bed nets. In tech news, Meta is expanding its horizons with the Meta Horizon OS, a mixed reality operating system now open to third-party developers. Companies like Asus, Lenovo, and Microsoft's Xbox are already on board, each focusing on different applications from gaming to productivity. This strategic move could reshape the competitive landscape in the VR/AR market, currently dominated by heavyweights like Apple and Sony. Turning to space exploration, NASA's Ames Research Center is gearing up to launch a CubeSat equipped with a solar sail. This innovative technology, powered by sunlight, could revolutionize how spacecraft navigate the solar system. The mission, launching from New Zealand, will test crucial maneuvers that could be used in future missions to the Moon and Mars. On the cybersecurity front, a critical flaw in the WordPress Forminator plugin has put hundreds of thousands of websites at risk. The vulnerability allows for malware uploads and data theft. WordPress admins are urged to update their systems to prevent potential exploits. In a disturbing revelation, United Health Group has reported a massive data theft from its subsidiary, Change Healthcare, due to a ransomware attack. The breach has compromised the private healthcare data of a large number of Americans, with the perpetrators demanding multiple ransoms. This incident has sparked widespread disruptions in healthcare services across the nation. Researchers have made a breakthrough in diabetic healthcare with a new shoe insole designed to prevent foot ulcers, a common and severe complication for diabetics. This technology could significantly improve quality of life and reduce healthcare costs associated with diabetes. Environmental concerns are mounting as Antarctica's sea ice reaches record lows, potentially heralding irreversible changes in the region's ecosystem and global climate patterns. Scientists are calling for urgent action to mitigate these effects. On the international stage, negotiations are underway for a global treaty to tackle plastic pollution. The talks aim to address the life cycle of plastics, from production to disposal, highlighting the need for a comprehensive approach to this environmental crisis. In the realm of social justice, a new documentary sheds light on the infamous 2016 Wolfpack rape case in Spain, aiming to challenge societal attitudes towards sexual assault and support survivors. Economic forecasts suggest a potential relief in global food prices in 2024, thanks to abundant supplies of staple crops. However, the situation remains volatile, with factors like weather conditions and geopolitical tensions posing risks to price stability. In medical research, a team from the Indian Institute of Science has developed a synthetic compound that could lead to new cancer vaccine candidates, showing promising results in early tests. The U.S. government has enacted a landmark rule to ensure better staffing and care in nursing homes, a move prompted by the high number of COVID-19 deaths in these facilities during the pandemic. In the world of cryptocurrency, a new development on the Bitcoin blockchain introduces runes, tokens that promise enhanced efficiency and scalability for digital transactions. Lastly, a major deal between the federal government, Ontario, and Honda is set to revolutionize Canada's role in the electric vehicle industry, with plans for a comprehensive EV supply chain in the province. That wraps up today's top news. Thank you for tuning in to the Automated Daily. We'll continue to bring you the latest and most relevant stories, so make sure to join us again tomorrow.